让我们有这个机会再一次纪念他。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to remember him.
好，我们再一起有些祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主神，我们要谢谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
主实在是何等大的奥秘。
What a great mystery.
主你自己成为肉身到这世上来。
That word has become flesh to come on the earth.
你愿意让我们来认识你。
And willing to let us to know you.
主我们爱的神。我们所爱的神。
Our God who we love.
我们谢谢你把你自己独生爱子赏给我们。
We thank you for giving us your only beloved son.
到这世上舍身流血为了救赎我们这些不配的人。
For you give yourself up to redeem us who are unworthy.
我们只能把我们心中那一点点的感谢和赞美归给你。
We give our thanks and praise unto you.
也请你继续用你的圣灵来帮助我们。
Pray that you continue to help us through the Holy Spirit.
我们在更多体会在你心里面那个爱。
So we can truly touch the love in you.
我们感谢祷告靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank and praise in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢主让我们有机会一起纪念他。
Thank the Lord that we have the opportunity to remember him together.
在这里我也特别要谢谢主让我们今天有机会在这里和弟兄姐妹一点的分享。
Here I truly thank the Lord that gave me the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
过去半年也谢谢弟兄姐妹在主里面的爱心和祷告。
And also for the past half year, thank all the brothers and sisters for your prayers in love.
记得在大约半年前有一次我在我开刀以前和一个小孩子在有机会坐在一起聊天。
I remember that about half years ago that before my surgery, I had a chance to chat with a kid.
那个教会小孩子，我就问他一些像闲话家常。
So I was talking with this child.
学校好不好
？How's your school？
学校老师好不好
？How's your teacher？
最近读些什么书
？What kind of material class do you study？
就好像我平常在跟他们一起一样。
Just like when I usually spend the time with them.
然后他就回答我每一个的问题。
And he answered each one of my questions.
然后突然他问我。他说我可不可以问你一个问题
And suddenly he asked Can I ask you a question?
他说癌症会不会死
Will cancer cause death?
我实在知道主用着弟兄姐妹的爱心和这些小孩子在主面前的一起祷和你们的小孩子在主面前的祷告
I truly know that Lord through all your love and all those children's love
还有我的家人的爱心
and the love of my family
是来把我带过来在过去半年的这时间
has brought me through this past half year
虽然你们没有办法承担我所承受的那个痛苦
although you could not bear the suffering that I bear
但是我实在知道你们把我带过来
but I truly know that you have brought me through
我记得好像最近看了一部电影
I remember I watched a movie recently.
他有一句话说
It said.
哦，他背景是他有两个朋友，两个人是好朋友。
The background was that two people were best friends.
有一个人，其中一个人他承担了很大的重担。
One of them had bear a lot of burden.
他也非常的劳累。
And he was so tired.
他们两个没有办法继续往前面走。
Two of them could not walk. Ahead together.
所以另外一个人就跟他说
So the other one told one of them.
我不能够承担你的痛苦
I cannot bear your suffering.
我没有办法为你承担你的痛苦
I cannot bear your sufferings for you.
但是我可以把你背起来往前面走
But I can carry you and to walk forward.
他英文是说 I cannot carry it for you, but I can carry you.
这就是英文。
实在主用着弟兄姐妹的爱心和祷告。
Truly, Lord has used all the prayers and love of brothers and sisters.
在把我带过了那段时间。
Has carried me through this time.
实在谢谢弟兄姐妹的爱心。
Truly thank all the love of brothers and sisters.
谢谢你们的祷告。
Thank you for your prayers.
我们相信主耶稣在主里面必定纪念你们。
I believe that Lord Jesus will remember you.
那我今天在这里就分享，当我在开刀以前，主耶稣对我，当我在查经的，在读经的时候，主耶稣对我说的一些经文。
I will share with you all the verses that Lord has spoke to me before my surgery.
是爱主，是爱我们的主。
Truly, Lord is the one who loves us.
他从来没有撇弃我们每一个人。
He has never forsaken each one of us.
是爱我知道我自己的光景是在何等不配。
I truly know how unworthy was my condition.
但是主借着弟兄姐妹你们的爱心。
But Lord, through all the love of brothers and sisters.
让我实在体会主耶稣是如何的爱我们。
I truly understand how much Lord Jesus loves us.
所以主也用着经文来安慰我。
So Lord also uses the verses to comfort me.
就在这里和弟兄姐妹一起的分享。
So I would like to share together here with brothers and sisters.
好不好？我们打开马太福音第八章二十三到二十七节。
Please turn to the Gospel Book of Mark, chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. I'm sorry, the Gospel Book of Matthew.
马太福音八章二十三节这样说，耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他，海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。门徒来叫醒他说，主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。耶稣说，你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。众人稀奇说，这是怎样的人，连风和海也听从他了。
The Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he says unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. When the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
在这里，耶稣上了船，门徒就跟着他。
Here Jesus went on the ship, and the disciples followed him.
实在我们实在看见主耶稣实在愿意让我们跟着他。
Truly we see that Lord Jesus would like us to follow him.
忽然海里就起了暴风。
And suddenly a great wind arose in the sea.
甚至船被波浪掩盖。
And the ship was covered with the waves.
我想这个忽然实在是一个，实际上这里要告诉我们一些事情。
This word sudden is will tell us something.
因为有读经的弟兄告诉我们，当我们如何去分辨神的试探和魔鬼的神的试炼和魔鬼的试探的时候。
As brother share with us, how can we distinguish between the test from the Lord and the temptation from Satan?
我们现在从时间上可以看得出来。
We can tell from the timing.
常常魔鬼是用突然的状况让我们处在一个非常困难的光景里面。
Often the Satan uses all of the sudden conditions and make us to be in a very difficult situation.
我们或许失业啦。
Maybe we lost our jobs.
我们可能被拒绝，没有办法毕业。
Maybe we cannot graduate.
我们可能生病啊。
Maybe we get sick.
哦，我是说突然生病了。
I mean, get sick all of a sudden.
我们突然遭遇了许许多我们没有预料中的事情。
And all of a sudden, we are under the condition that was without that out of our expectation.
让对于年轻的弟兄姐妹也是有类似的情形。
And also, similar things happen to the young brothers and sisters.
我们常常想说，有时候突然考试，没有想到自己考这么差。
We say that all of a sudden I never expect that I kind of fail in this test.
好像考试卷一打开，我们以前准备的通通没有了。
When I opened up the test, what I have prepared is all gone.
我们常有时候突然在学校或在什么地方突然一个发什么事情突然发生在我们身上，让我们真是不知道该怎么办。
Things might happen to us all of a sudden, but then we don't know what to do.
但我想这个情况可能有点例外，有的小孩子早上起来突然发现他长个痘子，他就觉得世界已经垮了。
Maybe this might be exception that maybe a child that see when he wakes up, he finds a pimple on his face and then he feels the world is falling.
或者你发现你的朋友突然有一天不再做你的朋友的时候，你整个人就好像崩溃了。
Or you find your friends are no longer your friends, then you feel collapsed.
但在这里一个情况，在圣经里面一个情况是，这个船要被波浪掩盖，几乎要沉了。
But the situation here in the Bible is that the ship it was covered by the wave and almost sink.
神许可一些试探在我们身上。
Lord allows some test on us.
Temptation
on us.
神许可魔鬼用一些事情来试探我们。
Lord allows the Satan to tempt us.
我想主也用着这机会让我们能够认识我们自己，能够认识他。
And Lord also uses the chance to let us know ourselves and also know Him.
神许可这样的事情，因为主不会让我们超过我们所能承受的试探。
For God allows these things to happen because Lord will not let us to bear what we cannot bear.
常常我们自己也给魔鬼留地步。
Often,
试探我们。
We also give ground to enemy to tempt us.
我们今年六月有一个机会回台湾。
I went back to Taiwan in June.
我们差不多有十年没有回去，这是十年以后，在今年六月我们回去一次。
I didn't go back for the past 10 years, and it was the first time I went back in 10 years in June.
我那个小女儿她想要去烫头发。
My younger daughter would like to perm her hair.
她烫完头发回来以后，她一直抱怨，一直抱怨。
After she got permed, she kept complaining.
她说她那个人把我烫得太卷。
She said that the person got too curly for me.
我说你为什么让她烫那么卷？
I said, why did you allow him to perm your hair to become so curly?
他说我没有叫他烫那么卷，可他就烫那么卷。
She said that I didn't tell him to, but he did that.
我说那你为什么要坐在那个位置上面？
I said, then why did you even sit in that seat?
常常我们就是因为坐在那个位置上，我们给那魔鬼留了一个试探我们的机会。
Oftentimes it's because we sit in that seat, so we give ground to the enemy to tempt us.
那这也是为什么在诗篇的第一篇，就神就告诉我们，我们不从恶人的计谋，不做罪人的座位，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位。
That's why in the first chapter of Psalm it says that we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
但是我们常常留给魔鬼的一个地步，所以我们就被了试探。
But we often give ground to the enemy so that we are being tempted.
常常在试探之中，我们好像我们已经要沉了，好像船要沉在海里面。
Often during the temptation, it's as if the ship is going to sink in the sea.
在这经文里面，耶稣却睡着了。
In the verse it says, but Jesus fell asleep.
如果我查圣经没有错的话，我想在新约里面提到主睡着的地方就这一个地方。
If I am not wrong searching the Bible, I think in the New Testament it's the only place that here mentioned Jesus fell asleep.
在旧约里面提到，那就以色列人的他不睡觉也不打盹。
In the Old Testament it says the one who keeps Israel, nor does he slumber, nor does he sleep.
但是这里特别提出来，耶稣却睡着。
But here specially mentions that Jesus fell asleep.
我们是在看见主耶稣他愿意为我们成为一个人。
We truly know that Jesus is willing to become a man for us.
他肉体的软弱跟我们一样需要睡眠。
The weakness of his flesh is the same as us who need to sleep.
但是神为什么把耶稣却睡着了的摆在这里？
But why does God put Jesus fell asleep here?
当我们在这么困难的状况之下，耶稣却睡着了。
As we are in such difficulty, but Jesus fell asleep.
我们要看见有一位人。
We have to see that one man.
虽然在那么环境，在那种环境之下，他可以睡着。
He fell asleep in such kind of situation.
我们就看见，我们就是这么一位主，他在环境之中，他仍然能够安然的睡觉。
We see that this is the Lord that in such difficult situation He is able to rest, sleep.
在诗篇里面也告诉我们说
In Psalm also tells us.
我们虽然白天工作，晚上睡觉，吃我们劳碌所得来的饭，但是这一切都是枉然的，因为只有那位耶和华可以让我们安然睡觉，可以叫亲近他所爱的人安然睡觉。
In some it says that it is in vain for you to raise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for he who loves, he gives a sleep.
我们主是那一位在患难之中，在各样的环境之中，他可以安然在神面前领受那个平安。
Our Lord is the one that during all the afflictions, during all the difficulties, but he is able to receive the rest from God.
当门徒在这种环境之下的时候，他来叫醒了耶稣说，主啊，救我们。
In this kind of difficult situation, disciples woke Jesus up and say that, Lord, save us.
当我们在试探中的时候，我们所想到的是什么呢？
What do we think of during our temptations?
我们常常有的时候会抱怨，我们会放弃。
Oftentimes we complain and we give up.
我们会离开他。
We leave him.
因为我们要用我们自己的方法，在那里做出来拯救我们自己的动作。
Because we use our own hands to try to find a method to save ourselves.
但这里门徒来叫耶稣。
But here disciples to call upon Jesus.
耶稣回答说：“你们这小信的人，为什么胆怯呢？”
Then Jesus said to them, "Why are you fearful, O you of little faith?"
于是他就斥责风和海，海就平静。
Then he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
众人稀奇说，这是怎样的人，连风和海也听从他。
And all the men marveled, saying that what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
我想，如果说当我们翻到马可福音第四章同样的故事里面，他用不同的方式来描述同样的事情。
If we turn to the Gospel book of Mark, chapter 4, it's the same situation but uses different words to describe it.
所以我必须要把这个再念一遍，在马可福音第四章35-41节。
I would like to read it again. It's in the Gospel book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 35-41.
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：“我们渡到那边去吧。”门徒离开众人，耶稣扔在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他说：“夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风向海说：“你住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, "Let us pass over on the other side." And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there was a great storm of the wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they fear exceedingly, and say one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
马太福音是站在主耶稣是一位王的地位来描述主耶稣的生平。
In the Gospel book of Matthew, it takes the position that our Lord Jesus is a king to describe his life.
因为他一开始就提到大卫的后裔，耶稣基督的家谱。
From the very beginning, it mentions about the descendants of David, the genealogy of Jesus.
实在他是那位王。
Truly, he is the king.
马可福音站在另外一个角度，他用着好像用着主耶稣站在仆人的地位，让我们来看耶稣的生平。
Gospel Book of Mark, from a different point of view, that Lord Jesus is as a servant, then we look at his life.
所以看见耶稣基督在马可福音里面非常的忙碌，他一件事情做完又做另外一件事情，一件事情做完又去救另外一些的人。
So we see in Mark, Lord Jesus is very busy. He's always one thing after another, and he saves one after another.
我们在稀奇这么一位神，他愿意成为人，而且愿意成为人的仆人。
We are truly amazed that this kind of God, he's willing to become a man and become man's servant.
在马可福音里面
，In Gospel Book of Mark.
他说门徒离开众人，耶稣扔在船上，他们就把他一同带去。
Here says that the disciples left multitude, and they took him even as he was in the ship.
这里看到是那些门徒把耶稣一同带去。
Here we see that the disciples took Jesus along with them.
好像他们门徒是站在主人的地位，他们只是顺便把耶稣一起带过去。
As if the disciples are standing in the position of masters, but they took Jesus with them.
在我们一生是不是也常常是如此的？
Does it often happen to us in our life?
我们来教会是，我们要来教会，我们就把我们心中的那位圣灵，我们的主住在我们心里面，也把主一起带来教会。
As we come to a church, it's that we want to come, so we bring this Lord in us to come together.
我们要去参加一个聚会，那是因为我们要去。所以我们把主一起带过去。
As we attend a meeting, it's because we want to go, so we bring the Lord together with us.
当我们毕业去换一个环境，换一个工作，换一个学校，因为我们要去，主在船上，所以我们也把主一起带过去。
As we change our jobs or graduate, we change our situations because we would like to go, so we bring our Lord together with us.
主是这么的谦卑，他愿意跟着我们去。
Lord is so humble that he's willing to go with us.
他已经准备要跟我们一起去。
He has prepared to go with us.
那后面也提到也有别的船和他同行。
And also later it says that there were also other ships with them.
而忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。
And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, and Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep.
耶稣叫醒，门徒叫醒了耶稣，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”
And they awoke him and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?"
我们常常在主面前也常有抱怨。
Often we complain before the Lord.
我们是在抱怨主耶稣好像不管我们。
We complain that he doesn't care us.
但是我没有想到，实际上是我们自己在做我们要做的事情，并不是主耶稣不管我们。
But we ignore that it's that because we are doing the things we want to do, not because Lord doesn't care about us.
当同样的，主耶稣还是愿意救我们。
But Lord is willing to save us.
那当我们走了很多冤枉路的时候
，As we walk our path in vain,
我们主耶稣一直跟着我们。
Our Lord is always with us.
他就等我们向他呼求。
He's waiting for us to call upon him.
主还是救我们。
Lord still save us.
在这里四十节，耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”
Here, verse 40, Jesus said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?"
我想这里提到的这个光景的耶稣对这些门徒说：“你们还没有信心吗？”
The condition here is that Jesus tells the disciples, "Why is it that you have no faith?"
在马太福音，耶稣对那些门徒说：“你们这小信的人。”
In the Gospel Book of Matthew, Jesus said to the disciples, "Oh, you of little faith."
好像前面在马太福音的那些跟从主的弟兄姐妹有一点点的信心。
Seems that those brothers and sisters who follow the Lord in God, Gospel Book of Matthew, they had little faith.
在马可福音里面，这些去照自己意思去做的这些弟兄姐妹的信心在哪里？
In Mark, those brothers and sisters, they do according to their own will. Where are their faith?
而且照着自己意思，就是当我们看见神的作为的时候，我们就大大的惧怕。
And we fear when we see the hand of God.
神给我们的是一个儿子的心，不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕。
God gives us the heart of a son, not a heart of bond servant, that we still fear.
我们信神，魔鬼也信，但是魔鬼信的恐惧战惊。
We believe on God, so are the enemies and Satan, but Satan believe unto God with fear and trembling.
当我们受试探的时候，我们求告神，神可以救我们。
As we are being tempted, we call upon the Lord, and He saves us.
我们是惊奇还是害怕？
Are we amazed or we are in fear?
当我们看见神的作为在我们身上的时候，我们有时候确实是非常的害怕。
When we see the hand of God on us, truly we are in fear.
但是当我们常有准备，跟随着主，常有准备的时候，我们才惊奇神竟然是这样救我们。
But if we are often prepared to follow Him, then we truly marvel that God saved us this way.
如果我们在马可福音再往后翻两章到第六章，
If we turn to the Gospel Book of Mark, Chapter 6,
几乎在同样的环境里面，也是门徒在船上。
It's in the same almost the similar condition that disciples were on the ship.
但耶稣不在船上。
But Jesus was not on the boat.
所以神要借着马可福音第六章的这个另外一个同样环境，但是不同的经文里面，也要帮助我们。
But God through the same similar situation but different type of condition that Jesus was not on the boat that He still helped us.
马可福音第六章四十五到五十二。
The Gospel Book of Mark, Chapter 6, Verse 45-52.
耶稣追随着在当主耶稣分了饼和鱼给五千个人吃饱以后，
After Lord fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
这四十五节以后这样记载说，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人散开，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒因风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。于是到他们那里上了船，风就住了。他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
Verse 45, And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people, and when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray.And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land, and he saw them toiling and roaring, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night he comes unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out, for they all saw him, and were troubled.And immediately he talked with them, and said unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wonder, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened.
在这里门徒，在这里，耶稣并没有在船上，他才催门徒坐船到对岸去。
Here Jesus was not on the ship, but he constrained his disciples to go to the other side.
他辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
As he sent them away, and he went up to the mountain to pray.
门徒们就坐了船，准备到伯赛大去。
Then the disciples took the ship to go on to Bethsaida.
并没有风暴。
There was no storm.
并没有忽然有风，并没有那忽然来的风暴。
There was no storm all of a sudden.
但是他们还是因风不顺，摇桨甚苦。
But still, they were because the storm, the wind was not smooth, so they were toiling and roaring.
或者说，他们那个桨好像被风抓住一样，没有办法把船往前面走。
As when they were roaring, it was being as if being caught by the wind, so the boat could not move forward.
我们在世上，当我们认识主，当我们信主以后，我们生活是不是也常常是如此？
Don't we feel our life is also like this after we believe unto the Lord?
我们说我们有平安喜乐。
We say we have peace and joy.
但是我们常常在我们生活中，我们失去我们的平安，失去我们的喜乐。
But oftentimes in our life, we lose our peace and joy.
我们也是在那边划船，但是很困难，没有办法往前面走。
We are rowing, but it's so difficult, and we cannot move forward.
因为我们活在这世界上
Because we live on this earth.
这世界的王是那个魔鬼
The king of the earth is the Satan.
然后我们当我们在这世界上行走的时候好像非常的困难有时候
Sometimes it seems so difficult as we walk in the world.
但有时候当然是神给我们的一个学习一个操练
And sometimes it is the learning process and test from God.
因为神他也曾经经过了苦难
Because he has went through all the sufferings.
但是神主耶稣他自己在苦难里面学了顺从
But Lord Jesus himself through sufferings he learned obedience.
但是我们常常我们不在苦难中学了顺从
But we do not learn obedience in the sufferings.
我们反而更用我们的方法
But we use our own hands even more.
但是神就是用着他的方法来提醒我们
But God used His own ways to remind us.
就像我叫我小女儿要起床一样。
For example,
今天早上叫她起床。
As if I want to wake up my little daughter.
她叫我七点钟叫她起床。
She asked me to wake her up at 7 in the morning.
我就叫她起床。
So I woke her up.
她不肯起来。
She doesn't want to wake up.
后来一直到七点半，我真的就把她。推他，弄他，弄他起来。
So until 7:30, I shook her up.
他说：“你为什么七点钟没有叫我起来
？”Then she asked me, "Why didn't you wake me up at 7?"
他说：“我刚讲说我有叫你起来啊，我说凡恩起床起床。
”I told her I did wake you.
他说：“你不可以叫我，你要推我。
”She told me that you cannot just call me, you have to shake me.
他说：“你要把我推得很用力，我才能够起床。
”You have to shake me so hard so I'm able to awake.
我想神常常也用这个方法把我们叫起来啊。
I feel that God often used this kind of method to wake us up.
神准许一些环境在我们生活之中。
Lord allows all the difficult situations to be in our life.
把我们这沉睡的灵再突醒起来。
To wake up our spirit that's already fall asleep.
但常常也有时候是因为我们自己的罪或者周遭人的罪让我们在其中摇桨胜苦。
But sometimes it's also because our sins, so that we are toiling in rowing.
当然，我们说我们要脱离这些，我们在世上就能有平安喜乐。
Of course, we say that we have to be delivered from those, so we have peace and joy in the world.
但我记得经文里面也有说，除非我们离开这个世界，要不然我们很好像没有办法脱离这个世，没有办法离开我们的苦难。
I also remember the Bible does say that unless we leave this world, but we can, otherwise we cannot leave our sufferings.
或者说我们没有办法离开，好像我们就没有，好像我们就好像在其中非常的困难。
Or to say that we are very difficult in the midst of everything.
我想在这里，门徒也是因风不顺，摇桨甚苦。
Here, the disciples are also because the wind was contrary to them, so they had difficulty in rowing.
那时候耶稣不在船上。
At that time, Jesus was not on the ship.
如果耶稣在船上，他们可能又跑去叫耶稣，把耶稣又叫起床。
If Jesus was on the ship, maybe they woke Jesus up again.
或者他们会要叫耶稣救他们。
Maybe they call upon Jesus to save them.
那实际上我们常常在环境中，我们忘记了，我们还有一位主。
Oftentimes that we forget we have this Lord as we are in the situation.
在这里面告诉我们耶稣看见他们摇因风不顺摇桨甚苦。
Here tells us that Jesus saw them rowing into having difficulties in rowing for the wind was contrary to them.
主是在看见我们每一个人在世上的生活。
Lord truly see each one of our life on earth.
主是在从来没有撇弃我们。
Lord truly has never forsaken us.
不管我们生活中多么有多少的难处。
Regardless of how much difficulties we have in life.
主知道。
Lord knows.
我想我们信主有时候有一个把握，主实在看过我们的一切。
As we believe unto the Lord, we have fully assurance that Lord watches over everything of us.
所以在这里, 耶稣就要在海上行走, 要走过他们那里去。
So here Jesus walked on the sea and to walk toward them.
但他们看见耶稣好像非常的惊慌。
But as they saw Jesus, they were in great fear.
耶稣连忙对他们说, 你们放心, 是我, 不要怕。
Then immediately he said to them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.
主才告诉我们在世上有苦难, 但在他里面有平安。
Lord truly tell us that in this world we have tribulation, but in him we have peace.
周遭的环境, 当我们有主, 在主里面来讲, 就已经不再是苦难。
As all the situations around us, as we are in the Lord, it's no longer tribulation.
乃是平安喜乐。
But it's all peace and joy.
我们看见主愿意参与我们这么一个不配的人在世上的生活。
We see that how Lord is willing to be part of our life as we are so unworthy.
我们看旧约里面, 神他的手在一个民族身上。
We see that in Old Testament, the hand of God is on a nation.
但在新约里面, 神竟然差一位, 差他的独生爱子, 在我们的生活中,
But in the New Testament, God sent His only beloved Son to be part of our life.
在我们的生活里面,
in our life, Lord Jesus sees everything.
那在这里,
Here, it also mentions about the story of Peter.
如果你翻到马可福音第十四章, 马太福音十四章里面,
If you turn to the Gospel book of Matthew, chapter 14,
14章28节开始,
from the verse 28 of chapter 14,
那时候彼得就跟主说, 主啊, 如果是你, 请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
Here Peter told the Lord, If it is you, then let me walk on the sea toward you.
他说如果是你,
He said, If it is you.
彼得这一位弟兄, 我们都知道在新约圣经里面, 常常看见他是这么的愿意照他的想法, 照他的说法, 把他心里面的话都说出来。
We know that in New Testament, Peter, this brother, he's willing to say and do things according to what's in his heart.
在这里他愿意, 他看见的是主, 他跟其他的门徒不一样, 其他门徒就可能就停在那边, 不知道该怎么办, 但是彼得他愿意跟主说, 向主求, 或者向主要, 如果是你, 请你叫我走过你那里去。
Here, as he saw the Lord, he was so different from other disciples. He was willing to say to the Lord, Lord, if it is you, let me walk on the sea toward you.
我想或许其他的门徒他并没有想到这一点。
I feel maybe other disciples did not think of this point.
也或许其他门徒说, 哎, 你最好不要下去, 那边是海。
Maybe other disciples said, don't go down, that's the sea.
但是主耶稣怎么说?
But what did Jesus say?
他说你来吧,
He said, Come.
彼得就从船上下去,
and Peter came down out of the ship.
在水面上走, 要到耶稣那里去,
and he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
但是他看到风盛大, 就害怕,
but he saw the great wind and he was afraid.
将要沉下去,
and beginning to sink.
便喊着说, 主啊, 救我,
and cried, saying, Lord, save me.
耶稣就赶紧伸手抓住他说, 你这小信的人啊, 为什么疑惑呢?
And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said, O thou of little faith, why are you doubt?
那我们可能都会笑彼得。
Maybe we laugh at him.
明明是海, 你为什么要下去呢?
Why do you go down to the sea?
他说, 如果是主, 那如果不是主呢?
He said, if it is Lord, but what if it was not the Lord?
那你不就完蛋了吗?
Then doesn't he just fall?
但是实在彼得他, 我们看彼得他跟随主的路上, 他实在有一个心, 他愿意跟, 但是常常因为他自己一时跟。
But as on the way that Peter followed the Lord, he's willing to follow, but according to his own will.
所以他, 但他在用他的意思跟, 他常常做了许多让人好像可笑的事情。
He does many things that people might laugh at him as he's willing to follow the Lord.
但是我们看见当主耶稣复活以后, 主用着彼得做了很多主要做的事情。
But we see that after the Lord raised him from the dead, he has used Peter to do many of his work.
弟兄姐妹，我在思考说，我们常常我们爱主久，我们跟随主久了以后，我们失去我们心中那个火热。
Brothers and sisters, I often feel that after we follow the Lord for a while, we lost the zeal in our hearts.
我们活在那个平安喜乐里面，好像就不想动了。
We no longer want to move as we live in the peace and joy.
所以我们就对主的爱心，好像对主那跟随的动作越来越少，越来越少。
Then the way we follow the Lord, it becomes less and less.
我们期待主耶稣到我们这里来。
We hope that Lord Jesus come to us.
但是我们实在不愿意往主耶稣那里去。
But we do not want to go forward toward the Lord.
还有一个弟兄跟我提到说，
As one brother shared with me,
当他在读书的时候，
When he was studying,
他去打工，
He took a part-time job.
一个小时就五块钱，六块钱。
It was $5 or $6 per hour.
他还要花钱坐到纽约去打工。
And he even spent money to get a ride to New York for the job.
所以当他在打工的地方表现很好的时候，当他老板多给他一天，到结束以后多给他一天五块钱。
If he did well and his boss gave him $5 more at the end of the day,
他非常的高兴。
He was so happy.
他中午的时候他就随便带面包就他的中餐。
And he just brought some bread for his lunch.
所以，但是，虽然他赚的钱是那么的微少。
Although he earned so little.
但他在神的事情上的奉献从来不缺乏。
But he never lacked in the offerings unto the Lord.
他那一点点小小的收入，他还是愿意在神的事情上面投入。
He is willing to offer unto the Lord with this little earning.
但是当他毕业了、做事了、赚钱了。
But after he graduated and got a job and earned more money.
当他买了房子了，他的职位越来越高。
And as he bought houses and also get promoted.
好像在神面前那个奉献的心越来越困难。
It becomes more difficult for his heart of offering unto the Lord.
他失去了那个对主那份起初的爱心。
He has lost his first love unto the Lord.
沉浸在神给他的恩典里面。
And only sink into the grace that Lord gives him.
但我们现在看见比他愿意，虽然那环境非常困难，他说：“主，如果是你。”请让我过到你那里去。
But here we truly see Peter is willing, although the situation was difficult. He said that, Lord, if it is you, let me go over.
虽然我们常常有时候会跌倒。
Although sometimes we fall.
我们看见周围的环境实在太困难了。
We see the environment around us are so difficult.
我们害怕。
We are afraid.
我们向主呼求。
We cry unto the Lord.
主就救我们。
Then Lord saves us.
他这里提到耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他。
Here says the Lord immediately stretched out his hands.
他这里说，耶稣说：“你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？”
And Lord Jesus said that you of little faith, why did you doubt?
他是用疑惑，而不是说为什么害怕。
Here says doubt, not saying why fear.
我想，当我们的害怕，就是因为我们在疑惑里面。
If we are afraid, maybe because we are in doubt.
因为我们实在不认识那一位。
Because we do not know the one.
但是主在这里告诉我们，他要用着这个故事告诉我们，他真的是神的儿子。
But Lord used the story to tell us he is truly the Son of God.
在前面那个经文里面告诉我们，他是那位管理海和管理那他说。在经文里说，连风和海也听从他。
In the previous verse, it tells us even the wind and the sea that obey him.
在这个谣传甚困难的这个经文里面告诉我们，门徒惊奇，是因为他不明白分饼的事情。
In the verse that it mentioned about how difficult it was in ruling, it says that disciples marvel because they did not understand the incident of loaves.
什么分饼的事情，就是主耶稣五饼二鱼分给了五千个人。
It was Lord Jesus fed 5,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
在我们生活里面，主也是供给我们的那一位。
In our life, Lord is the one who provides.
前面他是那位管理天地和海的主。
Previously, he's the Lord who has dominion over the heaven and earth and the sea.
这里他是那位供给我们生活的主。
Here, Lord is the Lord who provides our life.
神为什么要救我们呢？
Why does God save us?
是为了满足我们吗？
Is it to satisfy us?
我们肉体得救就好了吗？
Is it that our flesh are being saved?
我们常常忘记到底主要什么。
We often forget what does Lord want?
主耶稣满足吗？
Is Lord satisfied?
当我们每天的生活里面，我们所有的，我们所努力的，神满足吗？
Is God satisfied in our daily life what we are striving after?
那位造天地的主，供给我们一切需要的主，和我们有什么关系？
What does the Lord who creates heaven and earth and who is the Lord of provision have to do with us?
我想在路加福音十七章里面有另外一个比喻，而不是比喻另外一些。
There's another talk about Lord's life in the Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 17.
我想主要告诉我们他到底要的是什么。
Here, Lord tells us what does He want.
路加福音十七章里面虽然是非常简单的一件事情，但是主耶稣要把他的心里面告诉我们他到底要什么，他我们到底该怎么做。
Although it was a very simple thing in the Gospel Book of Luke, chapter 17, but Lord Jesus tells us what's in his heart.
路加福音十七章十一到十九节，这样记载说：耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利，进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远的站着，高声说：耶稣，夫子，可怜我们吧。耶稣看见，就对他们说：你们去把身体给祭司查看。他们去的时候就洁净了。内中有一个人，有一个见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀与神，又俯伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。耶稣说：洁净了的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when they saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, saying, Where there were not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger.
在这里耶稣要往耶路撒冷，就是他要去被钉十字架的路上，他经过了撒玛利亚和加利利，这是外邦地和犹太人的地。
As on the way that Lord Jesus was going to crucify, as he was going toward Jerusalem, which he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, this is the land where both the Gentiles and Israel and the Judeans.
在这里，主耶稣他救了十个大麻风的人。
Here, Lord Jesus saved 10 lepers.
他对他们说：“你们去把身体给祭司查看。”他们去的时候就洁净了。
He said to them, just show your bodies to the priest, and when they went, they were cleansed.
但我们得救也常常是如此。
I think it's the same as our salvation.
我们听到了神说，我们到他面前的就承认自己罪就必得救。
We hear God says that as we come before him to confess our sins, then we are saved.
我们听到了，我们神竟然差他的独生爱在十字架上流血，为了救我们这个人。
And we hear that God has sent His only beloved Son to shed His blood on the cross to save us.
我们就去了。
Then we go.
我们就得救了。
And we are saved.
我们得了洁净。
We have been cleansed.
我们知道我们
我们在神面前称为一个义人。
We know we've been justified before God.
我们知道我们本人不是。
We know it's not of us.
但是我们是的地位是因为神借他独生爱子赏给我们。
But this position of being justified is through the only begotten Son of God.
所以我们去就得洁净了。
So as we go, we are cleansed.
但是他可以告诉我们，内中有一个人看见自己好了，就回过头来大声归荣耀与神，又伏在耶稣面前感谢他。
And here tells us that one of them, he saw he was healed, turned back and gave with a loud voice, glorify God.
这个人是撒玛利亚的。
This man was a Samaritan.
是外邦人。
Was of Gentile.
和我们一样。
Same as us.
原来是不认识神。
Those who did not know God.
和神没有关系的。
Had no part with God.
但是我们看着我们洁净了。
But we know we are cleansed.
那我们是不是回过头来感谢归给神呢？
But do we turn back to give glory and thanks unto God?
耶稣说有十个洁净的不是十个吗？为什么只有九个人回来，而且其回来的是外邦人？
And Jesus said, were there not ten cleansed? Why were there only nine come back? And the one who came back was a stranger.
就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。
And he said to him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you whole.
这里又叫他走。
Here it tells him to go.
有一些英文的译本说，在这条道路上面走。
Some of our translations of English say that to walk on this way.
这两个走是不一样的，完全不同的光景。
There are totally two different conditions of this go.
第一个去是身体得洁净。
The first time is that bodies are being cleansed.
但是第二个去，那时候他灵魂体都得救。
The second time is that his spirit, soul, and body are all being saved.
在他灵里面，他能够感谢神。
In his spirit, he's able to thank God.
在他魂里面，他愿意跪下来，在耶稣面前感谢他。
In his soul, that he's willing to kneel down and give thanks unto Jesus.
所以他的在他身上的拯救是这么的完全。
So this is a whole salvation on him.
那主要我们的是一个主所给我们的是一个完全的拯救。
What Lord gives us is a whole salvation.
不是在身体上单单在身体上的得救。
Not just a salvation on our flesh.
我们可以生病。
We might get sick.
我们可以得医治。
We can get healed.
但是我们的灵跟魂是不是也得到了拯救呢？
But are our spirit and soul also being saved?
我们还是难道我们还是依靠着我们因体贴我们这个身体蒙拯救的身体来过我们的生活吗？
Do we still mind our body which is being saved and live our life?
我目前身体暂时好像不用再做接着的化疗 和放射性治疗。
Temporarily, my body seems that I don't need to take over the chemotherapy or radiology.
但是我实在不能再顺从我自己的身体，来满足我自己身体所需要的。
But I no longer can follow what my body would want.
所想要的。
What it wants.
所喜好的。
What it likes.
我还是常常犯罪，就跟我没有生病以前一样。
I still often sin as before I get sick.
所以我实在求主帮助我，能够在灵魂体都得救。
I truly ask the Lord to help me to be saved in spirit, soul, and body.
我们所认识是那位造天地和海的主。
The Lord we know is the Lord who has created heaven, earth, and the sea.
我们所有的是那位供给我们一切的主。
What we have is the Lord who is the provision.
我们实在不需要害怕。
We truly do not need to be afraid.
我今天或许没有死。我是没有死。
It's true that I didn't die.
就好像我回开刀回来，我看回来碰到一个小孩，他已经跟我说：“哎，你并没有死嘛。”
After my surgery, I met a child, and he said, "Oh, you did not die."
我说是我今天没有死，但是有一天我还是会死。
I said, "True, today I didn't die, but one day I will die."
但是我才知道，我里面那个人，里面那个属于我自己的那个人，也还没有完全死去。
But I truly know that this man inside me is not yet died.
在很多事情上，我还是谣传甚苦。
In many things, I'm still have difficulty in rolling.
从我开始上班以后，每个人最近大家都问我，今天也碰到就问我说，怎么样上班好不好？
Ever since I start my to work again, many people ask me, "So how's your work?"
哦，上班情况还不错。
I said everything's well at my work.
我心里在想说，如果不要上班更好。
And I was thinking it's even better if I don't need to go to work.
所以求主帮助我们脱离这个我们肉体上的拯救。
Truly need Lord to help us to have our the salvation in our flesh.
我们像彼得一样说，主，如果是你，让我进到到你那里去。
Like Peter said, Lord, if it is you, let me go over unto you.
我们现在情形跟彼得那时候情形不一样。
Our situation is different from the situation of Peter.
而事实上，彼得到后来他也经历跟我们同样的情形。
And actually, Peter had experienced the same situation as us.
你知道，当主耶稣当他复活以后，他在路加福音后面有提到。他要在耶路撒冷发生的一件事情。
After Lord Jesus risen from the dead, that he at end of Gospel book of Luke, he mentioned what will happen in Jerusalem.
那就是路加福音最后一章，那就是当主耶稣在他们门徒中间显现的时候，门徒都害怕。
The last chapter of Gospel book of Luke, it says that when Lord manifested himself among the disciples, all the disciples were in great fear.
因为他们不晓得他们看见的到底是魂还是主耶稣。
They did not know what they saw was just a spirit or Lord Jesus.
就是说你们为什么愁烦，为什么心里起疑念呢？三十八节，对不起。
Verse 38, Lord Jesus says that,Why were you troubled in spirit, and why do you doubt in your heart?
你们看我的时候，我的脚实在是我了。
Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself.
主耶稣的手跟脚，跟刚我们看那个在船上的那个事情是不一样的。
It is different for the hands and feet of the Lord, and the situation happened on the ship.
因为在这里，主耶稣的手跟脚是有钉伤的。
For here has the pierced wound of the hand and feet of Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像我每个礼拜天在这边擘饼，我们实在心中的体会。
Like that's how we feel as we breaking the bread here every Lord's Day.
我们知道他是那位流血的主为了我们。
We know that he is the Lord shed blood for us.
你看他的手，看他的脚。
We can just see his hands and feet.
看桌上的饼，看桌上的杯。
Look at the bread and the cup on the table.
代表他的身体，代表他的血。
Represent his body and his blood.
我们不在心里面说，主如果是你，我们实在知道就是他。
In our heart, we say that Lord, if it is you, but we truly know it is him.
他不但救我们的身体。
He not only save our body.
他要救我们的灵跟魂。
He will save our spirit and soul.
他不但过去救我们
，He did not only save deliver us before.
他现在要救我们
，He's still delivering us.
他将来还要救我们
，And yet He will deliver us.
到底我们今天所依靠的是什么呢
？Who is the one we depend on today？
我们心里断定我们自己是必死的
，We have the sentence of life on us.
叫我们不该靠自己，乃是靠那位叫死人复活的主。
So we no longer trust ourselves, but trust on the Lord who raised the dead.
到底我们在依靠我们在生活中所依靠的是什么呢
？What is our dependence in our life？
我们没有办法依靠我们读书的时候依靠我们的依靠我们文凭，依靠我们的功课的成绩。
We cannot win our study to base on our degrees or diplomas or grades。
我们也不能依靠我们常常在神面前做一个多好一个基督徒。
And we also cannot rely on what a good Christian we are。
但是我们实在要靠着他，让我们得拯救。
But truly trusting him so we can be saved.
他也是可以做的。
He can do it.
因为他应许我们要做，要救我们。
For he has promised us to save us.
我想最后在《提撒罗尼迦前书》里面一句话。
At the end of first book of Thessalonians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
二十三、二十四节。
Verse 23 and 24.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候可以完全无可指责。那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it.
我想我们爱我们的主，他是一位全然、全然的主。
The Lord who loves us is the perfect Lord.
他是那位得胜的主。
He is the overcoming Lord.
他说我们在世上有苦难，但在他里面有平安。
He said that in the world we have tribulation, but in him we have peace.
他说我们可以放心，因为他胜了世界。
He said that be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world.
我们不应该过着那谣传、谣讲圣苦的生活。
We shouldn't be living a life as that we have difficulty in ruling.
我们到主那里去。
We come before the Lord.
主也乐意到我们这里。
And Lord is willing to come toward us.
我们实在应该有平安有喜乐。
We truly should have peace and joy.
实际上我们也应该要有。
And actually we should have it.
因为我们那位神是得胜的，我们那位主是得胜的主。
For our Lord is the overcoming one.
求主帮助我们能够保守我们自己，就要胜过保守一切。
May the Lord help us to keep our hearts, which is better than everything.
也求主帮保守我们的灵魂体。
And may the Lord preserve our spirit, soul, and body.
那我们在盼望里面。
So we are in the hope.
当我们见他的时候，无可指责。
And we are blameless unto the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
好吧，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们谢谢你在凡事上都救我们。
Lord, we truly thank you for delivering us in everything.
主，你是信实的。
Lord, you are faithful.
主，我们是多么的不可靠。
Lord, we are so untrustworthy.
但是主，你是信实的。
But Lord, you are faithful.
主，你保守我们所交给你的一切。
Lord, keep everything that we have committed unto you.
也帮助我们在你里面。满有你那里来的丰盛和怜悯。
And also help us that in you we have all the abundance and mercy.
为我们全面的日子，真是每一天每一个时间里面，主都有你的同在。
For may your presence be with us in the days ahead, every moment and every day.
我们谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
靠主耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.